Yep, my first handgun was a Beretta 96 in a 40, and I got that because a couple of guys at the range, at the club there, were bad-mouthed in the 9. I don't know if they were just pulling my leg at the time or whatever, but anyway, I got the 40 because that was a lot of federal and local law enforcement were using that, and I thought, well, all right, I guess we can't go wrong with that. But I think it's so about the 40s. A little too snappy for most people, myself included, to shoot it well. I think that's why 9's so popular, and it's a little bit cheaper. And you know, everybody says the same kind of thing, that the bullet designs have improved greatly, and the 9's are, you know, kicking butt now. But that same bullet improvements have gone through the rest of the calibers, too. So, it's kind of interesting. I was just looking at some comparisons there most of the day yesterday between 357 SIG, 357 MAG, 9mm, 40, and 45s. And it's very interesting. And 10mm. It turns out the 10mm I thought was a real butt kicker, but apparently most of the manufacturers are loading it down. And it's just barely better than the 40. So it's kind of interesting the stuff I'm learning. Kicking from the OJ.